This is WUWM. I'm Ayan Silver. State spending is projected to exceed revenue by about $373 million in the next biennial budget. It's scheduled to take effect July 1st. That's even without taking into account Medicaid costs and new spending requests from state agencies, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. I asked the organization's research director, Jason Stein, about the numbers.
I would say this is the toughest state budget we've had in a decade. We looked at the projected tax revenues and we compared those to the base spending levels with a few minor adjustments. And what we found was over the next 2 years, the state has a $373 million potential shortfall even before it considers any new spending requests from state agencies for things like prisons, the University of Wisconsin, healthcare for the needy, K-12 education, priorities like those. And one really big one is the projected cost to continue Medicaid health services for the needy over the next 2 years, which is more than $1.1 billion. So when you add up our potential structural deficit for the state and the cost to continue Medicaid services, you're looking at more than $1.5 billion. And that, again, doesn't include anything for prisons, anything for the University of Wisconsin system, local governments, or K-12 schools.
So where would the state be able to make up that gap?
Well, one really good piece of news is that right now, the state is projected to finish its current budget year on June 30th with roughly $2 billion in reserves in its general and rainy day funds. And that is much more than we had during the Great Recession a decade ago when we faced budget challenges then. A couple caveats there is that that's assuming no new spending for response to the pandemic. And Governor Evers has proposed spending $541 million on the pandemic response, and GOP lawmakers have proposed up to $100 million. But we would still have pretty substantial reserves to help us cope with this budget challenge, and that is certainly going to be a help.
And where are some spots that the state could get fill in some of the funding aside from the reserves?
Well, the state is going to have to look at options, and they're not in general very attractive, but options like doing spending cuts or just not doing spending increases. Look at things like tax or fee increases, or, you know, delaying spending payments into the future. All those are things that the state has done in the past. If the federal government provided additional aid to state and local governments, that's something that could help the state budget. If the state were to expand Medicaid programs and receive additional federal funds available under the Affordable Care Act, that could have a substantial impact, although Republican lawmakers in the past have said that that's not something that they want to do. But those would be some of the options that would be available to elected officials.
So is it tough to write a budget like for 2021 to 2023 when you really don't know what the federal landscape is going to be?
I would say there's really, really high uncertainty. So that's another way of saying, yes, it is difficult. A lot could change in the coming months in terms of additional federal aid, the course of the pandemic, the effectiveness of these vaccines that we're seeing start to be delivered. So there's just a very high level of uncertainty right now with respect to the state budget, the economy, public health. And I think that's really something to underline for your listeners, is that we're providing, you know, the best projections possible at the moment, but everyone should understand that the situation could play out somewhat differently or even very differently.